We speak in hallowed rushes. Pieces flowing one over the other. Sisters of the cipher flowing like leaves in the trees and water over stone. From the exotic to the rejoicing, from the stories of old to foretelling of futures. Sisters of the cipher, we, some in daishiki, some in church hats, some in gold chucks or docks, many in bare painted feet adorned in the word and the light. Sacred dance of souls, breathing life to the wounds, drawing light to the surface, exposing darkness in stark, radiant color, fisting the need with a powerful reed, gut-punching old fears, dancing in moon glow. Giddy with victory, high with personal power. Our spells propel each other. We manifest light and herald the time of change. Sisters of the cipher, a world awaits. That piece was hallowed. Breathing lessons. My next breath from your last. Kisses that make it hard to know who's breathing who. Every beat stops and starts on your baby, everything that I dreamed you brought to life with that pen. Ooh, baby. How did I breathe before I became us? Surely I have lived and lived out loud, have I? Ooh. Was I ever shrill? Was I always thus? The cool, clear water over stone, voice rising from the darkest depths, flowing like the river Oshun. My voice anticipating blood, curdling screams. Speaking of stone and penis, or is that pen? You got me tongue-tied. And speaking of pins, you got me mind-dancing now. Kick up the beat. Addicted to you healing me, you draw my pain out. Yearn, baby. Yearn for it. One more time, but put your back into it. Braids whipping like waves crashing, like body flexing, like my heart bursting, like, damn, baby. You don't have to take it. You know it's yours. And that is breathing lessons. Well, Uprising Radio welcomes you to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock, and we have so much to unpack. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 if you would like to get in the queue. I have been chatting with people about yesterday's episode of Lovecraft Country, which is a horror series on HBO. There is also a follow-up podcast for it. You can find it on Spotify or here on Blog Talk, I'm sure, which breaks down each episode. Truly, I have never been able to be so entrenched in something that is science fiction or horror where the protagonists are Black, the antagonist, the bad guys are white people, and there are monsters and witches, and not like just pointy hat people, but the way witchcraft is understood from a Black perspective, as well as the power of prayer. There's so much going on in this series that if you haven't actually started watching it, if you're someone who doesn't normally like scary movies, scary series, I will say this, it is like candy to people who like scary movies because it is bloody and it is gory and there are monsters and there is weirdness and supernatural stuff happening. I say that to also say the revisits to the Tulsa riots, the revisits to historical racism, the Korean War. So much of what they cover and touch on is actual, oh my goodness, Emmett Till's murder is a part of one of the storylines. I can't say enough how amazing it is. And to see one of the writers for the show come out and say that she failed in conveying one of the storylines, which I'm not going to give away. Misha Green, she pops up on people's podcasts and whatnot. And I hope to get a conversation with her. But that they did not give enough to a specific storyline. And she was willing to own it and hear feedback from it. I've never even heard of writers being able to do that on the fly while we're waiting for the series finale. It's just been amazing. So what I would like you to do is please look into binge watching that series this week and then join us for the season finale Sunday if you have HBO or HBO Max. Now, I am really excited that I've been meeting new poets and having so much fun with what we're doing, and I hope we get a chance to keep it rolling. I'm going to go with the next poem. The rose that grew from concrete, now pressed beneath the glass, preserved but now pressured under feet, trapped in the story of her courageous past, forever frozen in budding stage, proving her worth in this endless maze, never moving beyond that first boom, doomed to never fully bloom, subsisting on filtered light and runoff rain, fresh air nowhere to be found. No foothold could be gained using her name as currency. The concrete rose did her best growing underground. And that is that piece. That is the concrete rose. I wish I could wash your hair in Oshun's clear rivers, the feel of water running over a mind made feverish with vision. As the drums prepare to sound, your eyes seek days past, while your mind and time march on. Marching is the furthest from the heart, pumping in impatience. The time is nigh, we are burning light. I wish there was music that signaled rest. So long out of your own programming, you have forgotten those first moments, disconnected from the American dream. Words pour from your lips like water from the Nile, rich in nutrients I didn't know I needed until they healed me. The human veil you coyly wear gives in to self-reflection, and you cry out in voice of the pain it feels, felt, and will feel. Given a moment to speak out, you defend the human experience that has played vehicle to your spiritual being. I see the familiar markings of the darkest night of the soul. A portal once passed through leaves a seed of longing to never wake again. I wish I could cool you as a daughter paying tribute, as a sister laying healing, as a student, as a friend, and cool your mind so that you too hear it. Your path still lays before you, queen, mother, daughter, sister. Finding the skein and then start your piece anew. There is work yet to do. Rites of passage do not yet exist for the work ahead. There is so much to be done and still some that must be you. I call to your own knowing and await your words. And that is Stand By You. It has been a year and 6 months since you first decided to flex. Well, here we are 18 months later, and you definitely passed the test. I won't apologize for what I put you through, but you need to understand something important between me and you. Now, you're free to leave if that's your will, and no one will blame you if it's all too much. We'll always have ATL, and I'll poke you back, but, you know, we've gone far too far for that. You know I've got you, and I ain't giving it back. You know you made your point about who's on top. Now, stop. Let me look at you. Show you all of my dimples. Let me just play with you. I promise if I bore you, we can change the record, but it's flowetry, and you know me. Let me give you what you need. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, baby, undress you. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. As anointings go, this one is from my heart. I anoint you my king, and this is where I start. We entered the candlelit bathroom from the dark. Tropical rain and sensual sounds. We move together as though bound. Soap to clean you and a rail to hold on, whispering the lyrics to my song. All you gotta do is say yes. So you say over and over and over, yes, yes, and there, yes. Eargasm licks, white liver jumping, and I haven't washed your feet yet. Even in this twilight, I know your body well. I am on you like a scrubby sponge, rubbed and stroked, scratched where you need. I'm aiming for that itch that takes a lifetime to get to. I want to leave no doubt. I'm ready to be here with you. Scrubbing, rubbing. Kissing, nothing is too much. Red stripe from scratches and moaning just right, and still in the flow entry of it in this simulated moonlight. Tropical rain against cocoa butter resistance. My palms drink the water from your form, from your face. Solar plexus flexing like you're sexing my ingesting. I kneel in the rain and let your river flow through me. Say yes. Salt scrub in water, hot enough to steam. Warm oil and butter is wiped smooth with damp silk from healing hands to warm cotton embrace. Say yes. Deep massage to your feet with more salt, oil, and silk. Tough love from scalp to soles and all the places you were sore. And you respond with a chainsaw snore. Score. Job well done, Daddy. And that's that piece.
She looked at him through her pained eyes. She listened to his longing, slow cry, became one with his suffering. She had no other notion. She embraced him within her deepest part. She gave him her life.
About domestic violence. So let's go. He's upset at the world, and he takes it out on his girl. Drunk of anger, she knows that she's in danger. So she tries to prepare herself before he walks through the door. He yells, "Where's my dinner? Fix me a plate." She said,
"The kids and I already ate. And you said you would be home at 8.
He came down with a heavy hand, thinking he would make her know that he is the man. A strike to her face. The kids see this disgrace. Her mind blacks out, and her subconsciousness begins to take over.
"Go on now. Damn it. Put the gun to my head. Go on. Pull the trigger so it sounds loud. You have me taste the blood in my mouth. Strangle me. Go on. Smash my heart to pieces. Make me dependent and feel weak.
When it ends, he says the famous words, "Baby, I'm sorry. It would never happen again." But then she didn't close the pantry door, so he knocked her to the kitchen floor. He might as well.
Put the knife in my back. Lose your self-control. It's always my fault. So choke me out. Go on. Sleep well. Go to bed. It makes you feel good to hit a woman in the head. You kick my face in with muddy boots. All because you wanted fresh orange juice and not knowing about the cuts filled with blood. So beat me. Go ahead.
Another time it started because he asked for cold beer. The switch in his head went off like a bright light, headlights in front of a deer. You see, all she wanted is for him to hold her, to treasure her as his queen, not make another hospital visit, maybe this time a broken spleen.
Domestic violence needs to stop before another woman dies. Not by fist, but it could be by gunshots. Then he began to black out, and his mind thinks he can stay calm, but he can't. He says,
"I strung you up for the reason. You see, I cut you deep for the enjoyment. You see, I leave you bleeding for the fact that I can. I give you my pain as a token of my love. I watch you bleed that red gold. In its wake, I see that you're terrified. Your scars will become your memories as your lacerations invite you to cry to me. You see, I really see that you're in discomfort. But wait a minute, baby. I really mean you no harm. I only take the evil and use it to free you from the beautiful body that's tempting you. You see, I want nothing more than to see your last breath escape from your mouth, leaving your tongue cold and dry."
And as his mind turns back towards the very pleasure he gets from hurting her,
"I wait until the tears are gone, and then you know what I do? You know what I do? I reopen the wounds that have dried up. You see, I do this because this is my love. I don't want to see you like this, but a love that is more than what it seems to be. It's not the hurt that I want you to feel, but it's the cost of what it means to love me. You see, I know, wait, baby, listen to me. I know I'm a tormented soul. I'm bound by these chains. I'm not free to be who you really need me to be. You see, I'm only a man that has love, but I love for your blood. Just love for your life that will be taken by my knife. As I show you just how scared I am. You see, as I want to do more."
But he hears loud noises in his head, like sirens. And they're telling him to put down the weapon.
"But if I can't have you, no one's going to have you. We're going to always be together. Always."
As the door kicks in, the blade slides across her throat. She falls down to the floor, and the cops grab him. And as he screams out,
"You did this, you whore!"
the cops take him outside, but shots ring out. Their son, standing behind the cops, shoots him in the chest, hitting his heart. Their child was only 4. He said he wanted to protect his mom and do his part as all stood by and watched him take his last breath. Domestic violence must end before another woman is considered next. Say That and Venom Productions. That's that piece.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zest attracts. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
Freedom ain't free if everybody ain't got some. I've said it time and again, but some have yet to hear the drum. That's okay. Do be you and all that you do. But know this too. The train is in the station. A break from your pen ain't no vacation. The art of communication is poetry. Literal, lyrical methodology. And with a world of words to choose from, we can move them in close with a soft hum. Know what I mean? You can hit a mic so fresh and so clean or gully as they come. Doesn't matter where you come from. Hit that mic like it owes you some. and then get it. Let your heartbeat set it. When you find that cadence, the crowd won't let you forget it. Know when you've got them and drop it on them smooth. Put the needle on the record and ride the groove. And let a bass line roll. Not a Fender or a Gibson, but the bass line in your soul. All that you are and have ever been is ready to take that pen for a spin. Let it all flow like spiritual indigo. The ancestors have tapped us to let the whole world know. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. We've tried it their way, and now queendom has come. If both sides say the other can't be trusted, and both sides are still the same small change, maybe it's time for big things. I've said it time and time again. I'm tired of talking, and maybe it's time you see it. If verbs are more your speed, then so be it.
So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
I want to be above anything else, righteous, upright in my resolve to do the right thing, despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior. I want to be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here, see, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here, see, damage tonight, I'm standing here, son. Death for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love, never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. Long as you help in exchange, it's special for the soul. Just be careful, see, the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals, just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan, and many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran. So many my niggas in jail. So stand as the soul, soul of sacrifice of us. And niggas stand united in the power of life. It's impossible to see. You wanted honesty for me, but there you go. It seems to be something missing. Simple, love, listen.
I want to have the desire to give evil my ability says otherwise. I want to be free of the guise of false perception, deception, and misleading anyone into believing that I am anything more than just a mere slave of the Most High. And this is why I want to have the principles of a sage with the humility of a sinner.
Look, world, the issues lie within the hearts of men. Life isn't near the same. We're pursuing your shit. It's better to fear than keep that look on your face. Sincerely, I prepared a couple of statements. Wonder what Desi would think about nation. She's praying, I bet I make it from here in this place. I'm speaking of changing. It's better to question pain than being a joke. We was raised to be this crazy generation. See, chasing imagination, places I used to take my soul to get away. No longer do they exist. In search of a better way to raise my kids, still smell the stench and burn the flesh. God bless America. Years of being neglected catches up now. Who's the terrorist? Fuck Barack Obama. Mama said I was the president. So I don't have no problem telling you about what I represent. My quest to live in heaven. War ready decisions. Martial air is a bore. We all here for the war. We all live to be old. In some sense, it's unreal. We all live by code.
Illuminating the way of the lost, awakening the zeal of the weary, transcending the limitations of boundaries. I want to be a roadmap for success, the best of the best. I want to conquest my fears, reinvent them into triumphs. I want to showcase my tears and exhibit them as giant drops of inspiration. I want to bathe in them, bask in the fact that they've washed me clean, and now I'm gleaming, beaming like spotlights, blinding like UV rays. I want to be a beacon of guidance for the wayward soul. I want to be an infinite prototype for the lives to come. How to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild our structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future with destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds a shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey.
cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world of anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees. Their fruits are estranged with their similarities to the nectars of the heavens, and there are no ropes hanging from their branches. There are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there, and our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here, and right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
This kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
At times you wanna quit. I mean, literally throw in the towel. Your arms heavy, lungs burning. Truth is, these are the championship rounds. You gotta keep pushing, you gotta keep punching. Remember, all the rounds in the gym, all those laps you had to swim, all those taps to the chin. How many times you almost stopped, got clocked but didn't drop? The hate, they hate you cause you ate that standing eight. Great. The fire, the desire to go the distance, they count you out in an instant. But I know how it be. Doubt from doubters robbing you of victory. Remain clear, hold dear what it took to get you here. The path laid before you, paved by those who are laid before you. Keep focused, that victory's near, I assure you. They make you to break you, they celebrate you to hate you. Why care how the ungrateful rate you? What do winners have that losers relate to? Trying for those never intending to succeed. We breathe what we believe, conceive what we achieve. We keep swinging till that bell start ringing. It ain't over till that fat chick starts singing. And how leaving that heart exposed makes you susceptible to body blows. How even people in my corner was telling me I was a goner. Laying in that hospital bed, my family thought I was dead. So I fight with my pride, be damned if I let some cousins aside. Every fail, every fall, every setup or setback, I was under visible, under God. The main event, no undercard, never done, see. Battle life has never won me, never knocked out, didn't even stun me. No give up, quit or split decision to leave the champ, my only prediction. When we win, we choose to claim fame. When we lose, we choose to find blame. Focus is what I'm about. Doubt'll get you knocked the fuck out. Keep that lack of confidence blacked out. Losers are those never wanting to try. Failures come to those afraid to die. See, and that ring is just you. Life will test you. Shots coming to suppress you, but never let it suppress the best you.
Here you claim this land, planting this flag, you made discovery. It's time we speak in truth. It's time we start uncovering. Everything taught to us in those dusty old school books holds no meaning to me. Just the ugly facts of liars and crooks proclaiming a study from the good book. You robbed my ancestors. You robbed. You stole. You beat. You murdered. Greed is your gander. Greed in its most malicious of ways. You tried denying us education. You tried denying us a rightful situation. But Master doesn't want us to read. Master doesn't want us to vote. Time after time, crime after crime, you will never own up to the fact. The origins of this here land was of native heritage, a known truth you keep locked in your vaults. You will never admit the many faults. Politicians all talk a good talk, yet you set out to sodomize my people with all sorts of evil. It's as if it was our fault, yet you demonize us. Slurs, then an apology, then more slurs. To demonize my culture with brute, illicit fashions. Equality, please. Nothing more than a catchy phrase. I'm not fazed by haze and flux. Suppose every time you address me as a nigger, Mr. Sam, suppose you were to be dealt with the same wrath that you orchestrated dating back when you landed this side of the map. Suppose for every slur, every lynching, every sister you brutalized by rape, it could easily be you, Mr. Man, mask and duct tape, accompanied with two slugs in the back. That's right, Mr. Sam. That's the same brutality that you dispel. For all the falsehoods you use to frame me, for all the factitious lore you score, this is to all who are linked to my rich lineage. African, Cherokee, Blackfoot. To all the innocent lives lost, to all who suffered this systemic incest, to my ancestors who took welts to the back, and to those who speak to us in vain, who discredits the bloodshed and the pain. Take these welts to the back. Take that, Mr. Sam.
Look, that was Poetic Black. Wait, no, Poetic Black was In the Name of Love. His piece was just, OMG, love, love, love. Before him, we were listening to, okay, let me get it right. It was Carlos Lavazzari, Written in Pain, who did Focus. Poetic Black did In the Name of Love. And I believe it was Roberta De Niro was the last one. I'm going through the tracks and playing poets and really showcasing some of the amazing talent that we were able to have come through the show. I do see that someone raised their hand. So right on. Yep, Robert De Niro Styles. And his piece was 40 Acres 40 for 40 Favors. I'm really on something right now, but I'm going to go to the phone and see who this is. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Who is this?
This is Venom.
Hi. Oh, my God. I played one of your tracks earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
I did.
Good.
Domestic Violence.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks
Thank
for,
you.
For. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How about yourself?
Lazy as hell day. I'm playing tracks from other artists while reading
okay.
some of my poetry. So I am super chilling today.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's a good. Hey, it's Indigenous People Day. Mhm.
Oh, thank you. Did you bring a piece?
Yeah, I can do a piece. I'm just trying to see what's the theme? Was there a theme or anything?
No, not at all. This is, well, Poetry in Raw is more of a come as you are kind of a situation. Some of my other shows have themes. But no, there was no theme.
I'm gonna do poetry by one of my favorite musical artists of all time. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll save the title for the end, but you may, for anyone who knows music would know this song anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, and it's relevant to our time. So I'm ready.
Okay.
They've been spending most their lives living in a pastime paradise. But did you hear me? They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been wasting most of their lives glorifying days long gone behind. They've been wasting most of their days in the remembrance of ignorance, oldest praise. So tell me, who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Because dissipation, race relations, consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Because they've been spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. Because y'all not listening to me, because they've been spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the days that sorrow's gone from time. You see, they keep telling of the days when the Savior of love will come to stay. But tell me, who of them will come to be, and how many of them are you and me? Because proclamation of race leads to relations of consolation. Then it's interrogation, verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, stimulation, confirmation to the peace of the world. You see, they've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. But they've been spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. Let's start our lives living in the future paradise. Let's praise to our lives, living in the future paradise. Because I say shame to anyone who lives living in the past time paradise. Instinct, Stevie Wonder.
So many questions. Why is that on your spirit right now?
On the real, it's just something that, you know, that's happening in the world so much. People are going, look like they're trying to put us backwards in time when we need to be moving forward, politically, socially, economically, you know. So that's that right there always is like a reminder, don't go backwards. You got to go forward into the future. And then when you do get to the forward in the future, make that future your paradise. And that's what how I've always taken it.
You know, you're going to make me play that song before the end of this evening. Because, okay, I love Pastime Paradise and Summer Song.
Yeah.
Can I just say the whole album and just be done with it? The whole album, just flip it over all day long. Thank you for that read. I love that song, and it's not often that I have people come in and speak lyrics and really give life to lyrics, and I love how you did that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's just certain
there,
songs,
sir.
Man.
certain songs that move me. You know, I'm always been a big Stevie Wonder fan. I mean, songs to the key of life raise me, you know. And
okay, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
He had a concert, Stevie Wonder, where it was a Songs in the Key of Life concert, and he played all of the songs on the album in order, including the bonus tracks. He had India Irie did all the female vocals. Dave Chappelle and was dead serious. He was like, would kill people to be on stage for that. And he was backed up by the Oakland High School Orchestra.
Okay.
It was amazing. Wow. And if you can imagine 100,000 people singing at the same time, because everybody who bought tickets bought them a year in advance, and they were our age, and they were singing and crying, and we were just dancing the stairs. I hope that they make some kind of concert video out of that experience, because if you know Songs in the Key of Life, being able to do it as a sing-along with Stevie Wonder and 100,000 people is it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, it probably sounds awesome too, you know. That's how I just, you know.
If you don't say anything and you just listen, you have to sit down, because hearing everybody singing it like you've got your head right on the speaker. Or you're like inside the speaker. It was nuts.
Yeah, well, I can believe that.
Okay, I'm going to put you in the couch and say, no, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
Again, kind of easy night, but I love what you brought. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
You enjoy your night.
All right, you too.
Everybody, Venom came and played on my mic. Fun, fun, fun. Someone else put their hand up. Hello, welcome to Lazy Mondays and Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Sinister Spittle.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Late but arrived. I'm okay. It's freezing. It's cold outside. I can't do this in the house. There's too many people.
Yeah, and you know what? So that you can warm up soon, I'm going to have you go ahead and spit your piece. Go ahead.
This is called Epiphanies and Future Relations. Connect seconds to virtual bliss amongst faceless machines, overwhelming an intelligence no longer held. Lofting, breeze-blown epiphanies that intrigue one's soul with a greater force held not above, but here on Earth. Exasperate gravity in the cold, wet, poorly lit dawning of this queen moon who shies from our deplorable fleetings. Unfortunately, you see, those double-edged blades only work in the folds beyond seasoned remorse of consciousness. A planet inebriated by spirits of youthful lush engagements, forfeiting thoughtful transcriptions of the glory raped. Painting walls and canvases to entrance momentous triflings of a wickeded harvest monsoon we bathed in. This pen plucked from a soaring eagle's wing, soothing panic that once found me befrowed by it. Lost, yet fearless in the solar eclipse where I found myself to be the future. Remiss I've become that my shadow only shone the past. We are, after all, just segues, that which has encumbered these byways and footpaths we wearily over-travel through time. And such culminations we envelope that these quirks are reminiscent of diseases that saw mankind near fated, world testament to the disaster that breathes. These beliefs carry scorn you whispered out into a starless, empty night, breaking false bravado of truth's ambition. Shivering alone, may one yearn to grab hold of love, blindly kissing virgin cheeks to share privilege with bitter men like I, rough and cold, in peace.
Finger snaps, poet. I welcome you and your pen back. I welcome you and your pen back.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to give you big warm hugs, hug, and send you back in with an invitation to come back anytime. You're always welcome. And screw those guys.
Thank
whatever.
You.
There, I said it. Whatever. There you go.
All right.
You have a good night.
Yeah, you have a good night too.
Everybody, my brother in pen, Sinister Spittle. I am going to do the unthinkable, and I'm going to wrap it up early. I have a track that I'm creating, and I'm all clearly already distracted, but trust me, it's for a good reason. You know what I want to hear.
The prophets in the beginning were musicians. They were poets, writers, and that's what we've been tasked with in this life. Shit is actually kind of humbling.
Recap. Emmanuel, born in a place that wasn't even on the map. You hear me, man? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yeah. He was about to open up a new realm. And it was about to be on. That from a baby, a hit was on him. From King Heron. His plans went left, wrong. An angel from the Lord said, "Be gone." Mary and Joseph took what they could, grabbed baby Jesus and fled from the hood. Growing up, Jesus, he wasn't understood, misunderstood, considered hood, God's son, nah, how could, in their eyes, he wasn't no good, how could he hang around such mess, and be God in the flesh, how could he be full of righteousness, how could he change lives, how could he bless? I ain't done. Whispers, ain't he the carpenter's son? Yeah, he's the one, Joseph's son. I'll be damned, son of a gun. And he's claiming to be God's son. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees have become angry, falling by the tons from the ones who thought they were the big guns. Their hatred couldn't stop who was indeed God's son. In him I am well pleased, spirit descending like a dove, agape love. Resonating from above. So tell me, how could he be legit, hanging around them misfits? Misfits. I just wanted to get along, to belong. Wanting to understand what I did wrong. Their taunt sounded like a loud off-key song. To them, I was absurd, what they called a nerd. Secluded from the popular herds. No cliques, no clubs, no high fives, no friendly hugs. Young, yet life pulled up under me the rug. I am miserable with being invisible. Walking through the corridor, nothing but an object. In gym class, never getting picked. Whatever team I was on, they became vets. Every day, life as an unknown. Lunchtime, I would eat lunch all alone. My only peace was being in my room at home. No call, so I had no need for a telephone. It would be better off for everyone if I was gone. I know I wouldn't be missed. In my life, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Felt as if my heart too broken to be able to be restitched. wasn't such a coward, I would end all of this, giving my mother one last kiss. But here I sit, not knowing what to do with me, with life, with these dark, pessimistic days and nights. In anger, I hit the wall, ball, fist, piss. I sat back down and reminisced on the days I was good at painting, at singing, at dancing. I dusted off an old 45. I tilted my head back and closed my eyes, belting out a song from way deep inside. It sounded so beautiful that I couldn't deny. When I was done, I was surprised to see my mother standing in the doorway with tears filled in her eyes. Something within me realized that even though not wrapped up like others, I'm still a prize. Even in pain, something within me no longer wanted to quit. A gift put here with a voice to uplift. I must admit, today I will allow self-love to enter, permit, and embrace that I am different. A beautiful created entity. Yeah, that's me. A wide smile materialized across my face. My head held high and stayed in place. A light within me lit. Take it or leave it. I'm a unique misfit. Not even in the temple should they sit. Only place they should pray is in the crypt. Jesus came for the veil to be ripped, separating religion from relationship. House of God, yet two different nations, manifestation of his consecration. See that photo of Jesus holding a lamb? That's not all he is. No sir, no ma'am. Church mouse, nope. With his father's name, Jesus played no games. Disrespecting his father's house, him being soft is most definitely a fable. Den of thieves. Jesus told them to bounce, turning over tables, taking a stand. Revolutionary. That's the Jesus that I understand. A warrior man who was strong yet gentle enough to take a whore by the hand, by men who wanted her to be stoned. Knowing their plot, he already had a plan. Bending down, writing each name who had sex with her in the sand. Through their hateful moans, Jesus kept on writing. Who without sin cast the first stone? After writing the final name, standing up straight, they were all gone. In a guilt, they went home. About that time to be seated on the right hand of the Father throne. Their hatred full grown. Even though he was the boss, not one time did he floss. The original G took everything they dished out right up to the cross, counting up the cost. This is why I'm no longer lost. Nah, he ain't no blood, but his blood was shed. Gangsta love. If your life doesn't fit, you must acquit. He wants his bond with you to be tighter than a glove. Sustain you through the mire and the mud. Be your water when you're thirsty. When you're hungry, be your food. Jesus is holy, yet comprehending your hood. Aji, that hood Jesus. Yeah.
Three shades of J's. The music is the blues, tinted in the various hues of soulful singers. Guitar strings and vocal pings, plastic picks and hardened fingernails run the scale up and down frets of regret. The pain of the skin therein, southern comfort and heroin. Raspy voices show the courses life has taken them. Hard living, unforgiving, toes taken, back-breaking work in the heat of the Delta, the sweltering heat in Mississippi, Texas, so restless was the time, so convoluted was the mindset, the mentality had to be mind-swept. Music had borders in order for a brother like Jimi Hendrix to be heard. You had to step lightly or be considered absurd. Music was colorblind, class with clear division. Somehow to like more than one style, we were viewed as not having that provision. John Lee Hooker with his prolific licks struck a chord with more than his strings. All of a sudden, the blues became a European theme. Rock bands invaded us with our own music. Twisted in ways the airways say, that's how we'll use this. Influence or downright stealing, either way, they found it very appealing. The skies opened up and we took flight. Jimmy saw the light. His blaring strings meant something over there, something over here. He just disappeared. Still not clear how a brother can be negated at home when a majority over there placed him on a throne. As with many others, it was the sound, that bluesy sound, that Janis Joplin came around, singing her own pain, gaining her own fame, sounding like a sister, blistering mics, changing the heights of where vocals could reach. She'd preach on stage her rage, her sorrow, her pains of tomorrow. Many followed as she followed many, John Lee Hooker, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix. Three shades of J's all shared a stage, and the way they conveyed was very different. John Lee Hooker with his soulful riffs, Janis Joplin with her vocal bliss, Jimi Hendrix, the Stratocaster master, copied to this day, though some may be faster. But let me ask you, have you read them? You know their lyrics, often blinded by their music, it's very hard to hear it. Amplifiers and screaming, often smear it, acts as bold as love, ball and chain. I'll never get out of the blues alive. The three J's survive in their music. It's played every day, be it influential on or on rare vinyl or by tribute lookalikes. My thoughts are final. Three of the best in their day. They let the music play.